We're in Simin Lamed Beis, in middle of Sif Tezvav. We had, the Mechaber had said that if the regel yamin of the hay was nifsak, so as long as above the hefsek you have a meloy ois ktana, it's going to be kosher. So we're up to the bir alocha, kosher. I am the Mishnah Berurah, Masha Kasavnu, she'ein tzarech laharis litinik. The Mishnah Berurah, we pointed out that if you have above the hefsek the shear of a meloy ois ktana, one need not show it to a tinik. Kein mashma mikol achreinim. Haloi hema, haprisha, vahataz, vahprimagodim, umachsa shekel, vaderech achayim. Yeah, that's what all the achreinim hold. V'leishav kinon, pshitusa, dahani gedoilim, mishum sveika de yad Ephraim. We're not going to ignore what's poshet to all of these achreinim because of a sofik in the yad Ephraim. Obviously, the yad Ephraim is mesupik about this halacha. Ubehemes plian is gaval dvar of the yad Ephraim is a plia atzuma. How can the Yad Ephraim want to say that the Magen Avram holds that according to the Ramah, it's going to be a suffix if it's going to be kosher if you have a Mlayez Ketana? It's Mefurish in the Darkei Moshe that he holds, and it's this way in the Prisha as well, that according to the Mordechai, you do not, all you need is a Meloy Ois Ketana, Dim Loy Kein, that if you don't, and if you're not going to understand that way, Loy Makshir Midei Sham, Ayin Sham, the whole shtickle doesn't work over there in the Darkei Moshe, unless you're understanding that the Darkei Moshe holds that as long as you have a Meloy Ois Ketana, it's going to be kosher. And not that it's a suffix. Ubekan sifte zayin aloi nirshem biramo ba'ago b'shem Mordechai. It's brought down over here, lehedya, that he's coming from the Mordechai. And you see that he holds that according to the Mordechai, a meloyes ketana is going to be enough. It's not a suffix. Bekan kosev behedya b'prima godu b'mishpitzoy zav. Da'afshe b'darkei Moshe mitzadid loimer d'dasa tur kahami'iri mikol mokim b'sholchan aruch sosem k'dasa Mordechai. You see that we hold that the Ramah l'maisa and Shulchan Aruch holds like the Mordechai. V'chein v'prisha hisigal adarkei Moshe, u'masik the gam das ha-tor ka-mordchai, and the prisha holds that even the Torah holds like the Mordechai, d'loy amrinan tseref bois shenifsak, that we're not going to say like the Meiri wanted to say, that you could be mitzaref, the part of the letter that's under the nifsak. Rather, we hold like the Mordechai, that it's totally in what's above the nifsak. V'imkein memela muchach me'agamora, d'ba'ois hei u'kadayma dai b'shir kemloyes ketana levad. Memela comes out lehedya, from the Gemara itself, the Gemara says that if you have a Shir Malayas Ketana, it's going to be kosher. So, Mela, Shir Malayas Ketana is enough and it's not a suffix. V'atam b'zeh nira poshet, dekimlu l'chazal ba'ois heyu kadoyme, dezeh shi'uran be'etzem. The reason why we're going to hold that a Malayas Ketana is enough to be machshir the ois is because Chazal say that that be'etzem is the Shir. The tinnik is not going to call it the proper letter just because the tinnik is not used to such a tzura. The kol echad kaisiv lechatchila ois aruch, because people write longer oisius. They don't write such short oisius. But be'etzem, what's the shear? The shear is a short ois. V'hu dumya deches. And this, it doesn't mean that the shear, the way it's supposed to be written, is a short ice. It means that the minimum shear, al pi ikar, halacha, is a malay ice ketana. V'hudum yudaches, and this is similar to the case of a ches, she yisbar gamkein lakaman besif chaf hei, which we're going to explain, the ein raya me'atinik mishum de ein morgel beches shalchatei teres, that we don't care what the fact that a tinik doesn't recognize the ches as a ches, because the only reason a tinnik doesn't recognize it is because he's not used to such a tzura. But if that's the ikar tzura al pi halacha, then that's enough. And we call makam b'di'evet. Nevertheless, b'di'evet, im heru l'tinnik d'lechachem l'aytibish v'layachal l'kraisai, yesh l'hachmer b'zeh. Nevertheless, the bir halacha holds that if a tinnik does not recognize it, even if you have him l'ayis k'tana, yesh l'hachmer b'zeh. Why? Ki re'isi la'shiyure knes ha'gdeila, she'metzadid loymer da'afilu b'mkoymes d'loy mashkechinan al tinoik, lahakel al yodoy, mashkechinan olav lahachmer. Because even in cases where we're not going to be samech on the tinoik to be makel, but we will be nervous about the tinoik to be machmer. Memela, in this case, even though al piyikar adin it's kosher, if the tinnik doesn't recognize it, says the bir halacha, gevaldige chiddush, that it's going to be posel. V'afte b'cheshel chatei teres mavur l'kamon b'soif sifchav hey, dekriyasei shel tinnik lemigarei, b'sa'ai, we compared it to a ches, and by the ches we see that we mamish couldn't care less what the tinnik says. Over there it's different. The reason is because the tinnik doesn't even know what a ches b'chatei teres looks like. And even if it would be written perfectly, the tinnik would still wouldn't recognize it. Where it's supposed to be written longer, and we're just saying that al pi ikar adin, it's enough if you have a melayes ktana. So that is going to be problematic, according to the Bir Halacha, if a tinnik doesn't recognize it as the correct ice. The im lav, posel, said the Mechaber, that if you don't have a melayis ktana, it's going to be posel. V'loy mitzarfinon le'mashalamata me'anekev ha'yahefsik. And as we said, we're not going to be mitzarif what's underneath the nekev or the hefsik. Afilu lo hayo predosa nikola hedya. Even if it's a small hefsik and it's not nikla hedyev, v'tinik d'lechachem loy tipish kari loy la'ois, it's still going to be posel. However, as we mentioned, v'kol zeh b'loy tikun, that's all provided that you're not, that's all before you fix it. It's just the halacha is that it's posel. Aval im tikun es a hefsik, but if the tinik recognizes it and therefore you go ahead and you fix it, hadin b'zeh akol k'may shebe'arnu b'samuch, that's going to be kosher. As long as the tinnik is mitzarif what's underneath, so one would be able to fix it, even though at the moment it's not going to be kosher. Says the Mechaber in Seif Tes Zayin, Nifsak achas meha oisius. If you have a ois which is nifsak, haga hapshutais. What kind of letters are we talking about? We're talking about a letter that's a pshuta. What's a pshuta? Kagoyin vav, zayin, aisha nifsak regel hanun, ukayoytziba. Right? If we have a letter that's a straight letter and it becomes posel, so the hemshich is going to say that emtinik she'ena lechachem leitibish yidei lekreisei kosher. As long as a tinik recognizes it, it's going to be kosher vim lav posel. Says the Mishneh Berurah. We'll continue with the rest of the Mechaber later. Says the Mishneh Berurah, Sif Tazayin, Sif Kotten Mem Hei, Nifsak, if you have a Hefsik and a Ois Pshuta, Yesh Lefarish B'Shnei Efanim. There could be one of two reasons why the letter is Nifsak. Oy Machmas Nekev, could be because the letter developed a hole in the middle, so now it's Nifsak. V'zeh Ein Kosher Kiyim B'Nikev Hachakach, and that's only going to be kosher if the hole happened later. K'moshi Yisbar B'Samach B'Fnim, like we did explain and will explain that a hole that happens la'achar k'siva is not a psul. Oyal yedei shenefser adyei b'oisei makam, or because for whatever reason there's no diyei in that spot. Ba'ifen zeh ha'yekaya adin d'sholchan aruch afilu mitchilas k'siva nase kach. And if it's just missing diyei, but there's no hole there, so then this din would apply even if it was written this way l'chatchila. Continues the Mishneh Berurah and Sifkaten Memvav. Hapshutais, we're talking about a straight letter. Ulafikach, therefore, ein mailba im nishtayr kim lo yud. It's not going to help you if you have a shir yud remaining, the adirab and nearest kiyud. Imagine a vav, right? One of the examples he said on top was a vav. So imagine if you have a vav and it's nifsak, and on top of the nifsak you have left kim lo yud. So that's a yud. The other rabbi near is kiyud. Upasal. That's going to be a psul. Hilkach be'inan tinik b'zes. And mela, you would need a tinik to ensure that you have more than a meloyes yud. Rather, you have a shir of a vav or a zayin or an endenun. Aisha nifsak regel hanun, or the regel of the nun was nifsak. Kein tzarech loimer. Uperushay nun pshuta. We're talking about not a regular nun, obviously. We're talking about a nun pshuta. And endanun, ukayoitziba, kagain chof pshuta, shiragla ktsara, vaday mktsas la dalit, or la resh. So, in such an instance, if the tinnik recognizes the ice, it's going to be kosher, and if not, it's going to be posel. Says the Bir Halacha, sifkot, in the beginning of Sifteh Zayin, nifsak, if the letter is nifsak, vuhu adin in mitchila kasav asayfer eza ice poshut, vinistapik loy, Imhu arach kashir shirai elias. The same would apply if you're checking a mezuzah and you find lamashal and endanun and your mesupik, if it's long enough, the efshalai la'agir, the havish like a sidran. And if it's going to be a psul, you're not going to be able to fix it, because then it's going to be a problem of shalai kesidran. So in such an instance, mara latinaik, as Isaac the Taz and Eli Rabba and Rabbi Kiva Eger, that's going to be the psak. You show it to a tinaik. If the tinaik recognizes it as an endanun, so then it's kosher and you should fix it. You don't have to, but you could fix it. And if the tinaik doesn't recognize it as an endanun, rather he calls it a zayin, so then the stam item, the mezuzah, the tefillin, will need to go into gniza if you've already written further and you're not able to fix it. Hapshutais, and you're not able to fix it because of shalik asidron. Hapshutais, v'hu adin, im asafik hu bedalad shagagai kotzer. The same would apply if you have a dalad with a short gag, v'nistapik lanu im hu kishuyurei, and we're concerned that it doesn't have the shear. We'll think maybe it looks like an endachaf, or it looks like a zayin. So mara ha'ois l'tinaik, you would show this dalad to a tinaik. Azayzok diachreinim. Says the Bir Halacha Kegoyin Vav Zayin, Ayin Primogodim Shemistapik Loimar De Bezayin Shenifsak Dai Kemloyes Ktana. The Primogodim is mitzadid to say that maybe by a Zayin, if you have a Mloyes Ktana, that would be enough. Why? We said then it's going to look like a Yud. No, says the Primogodim, it's not going to look like a Yud. The B'mashe Gagoy Ever Mishnei Atzadim Muchach Shein a Yud. Because from the fact that the regel doesn't come out of the right side, the regel comes out of the center. So the gag is going beyond the regel, both to the right and to the left. So that doesn't look like a yud. V'huva b'chidusha Rabbi Kiva Eger, and Rabbi Kiva Eger brings this prima godim. V'ayim b'derech ha'chaim b'ilchas kriyas ha'teiru b'shari Ephraim she'ishvu sham zayin levov ledina. But the derech ha'chaim and the shari Ephraim, they argue on Rabbi Kiva Eger and the prima godim, and they say no, that it would be the same as a vav, and it would be like a yud, and it would be pasul. So we mamash have a big machlekes. We have machlekes prima godim and Rabbi Kiva Eger against the Derech HaChaim and the Shari Ephraim. V'al kol panim in hatina kari liyud vadei pasul. But says the Bir Halacha, even according to the prima godim and Rabbi Kiva Eger, if you would show it to a tinaik and the tinaik would call it a yud, avada, that's going to be pasul. V'ayim v'masher kasavnu b'sif tezvav, v'shem shiore knes agdayla, where over there he says that even in a case where the ice is kosher al pidin, if a tinnik doesn't recognize it, it's still going to be possible. So kal v'chaymer over here, where it's a machlekes achreinim, if a tinnik doesn't recognize it as the ois avada, it's going to be possible. V'ayim beis Yosef b'simin lamed vav, ba'ois vav.